In this country of ours, I don't think it's very hard to tell that things are becoming increasingly more partisan, increasingly more tribal, and increasingly more biased. And while you may feel like there is some legitimacy to how you or your tribe thinks, and the other side also feels like there's legitimacy to how they and their side thinks, it does seem like we've been far removed from the center. And I'm not saying the center has to be some sort of kumbaya bonfire with s'mores and happy songs, but the center used to be conversations. So today we're going to go over Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo having a sit down and basically talking to one another. It's on Tucker Carlson's platform. We're not going to give you the full details of that particular interview. I do suggest that you go and check it out yourself. It's on the Tucker Carlson Network. I'm sure it's on Twitter, and I know it's definitely on YouTube. But what we are going to talk about is the philosophy of such conversations. We here obviously believe in the philosophy and the power of talk, the philosophy of conversation, the power of conversation. So that's what we're going to do in today's episode. It's going to be a little bit different than normal. We're going to have a conversation about conversations and why they're so important, why they're not happening in this country, why we think they should happen in this country, and what maybe we can potentially see from this interview with Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo. Let's get into it.
Yo, this is Hanging with Apes, an Audio Apes podcast. Real talk, real topics, no limits. Audio Apes, music with no boundaries.
What's up, everybody? This is K-Cartoon.
Sorry, Sonics.
We are the Audio Apes, and you are officially Hanging with Apes, a weekly Tuesday podcast where we discuss trending topics, current news, and relevant subjects with a philosophical and comedic flair and our take on it. Two guys from the south side of Chicago. There is explicit language at times, so be advised. Going over to our website, that's hangingwithapes.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to listen to some really good rap and hip hop, go to any major music streaming platform, type in Audio Apes, and our catalog pops up.
It truly is the best.
It truly is the best. Like always, if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you know somebody that would be interested in the things that we talk about here on the show, please share it with them. We're on all podcast platforms. As you might have heard during that intro, RX Phonics is not crying. He's laughing because as we're prepping for the show, he's sending me messages that he thinks are relevant to our subject, but they're completely not. So,
greatest shit.
So, what was that? Chris Cuomo in as Frida?
Yeah, Fredo Kahlo. But what was funny is I sent that before, so when you opened it, like it just ended up being perfect timing. But here on this show, we have a good time. We have a fun time and prepping.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure that that particular image will contribute greatly to this conversation.
Right. Great as shit.
We didn't like really have much planned for today's episode. It was one of those pre-productions where we were like, all right, well, like, let's see what we're going to like talk about, whatever the case. Then not long before you got here, I saw online Tucker Carlson released an interview with Chris Cuomo. I didn't know this interview was coming because I didn't know when, because I don't know if you watched the PBD Candace Owens and Chris Cuomo. It wasn't really a debate, but it was like they had like a live audience there.
Yeah. I didn't see all of it, but I saw bits and pieces, yes.
Yeah. And in there, Chris Cuomo does say, like, yeah, like I got flack for being on the PBD podcast. I'm probably going to get flack for talking to you, meaning Candace Owens. And then I'm going to get flack for the interview I did with Tucker Carlson.
It shouldn't be that way.
Huh?
And it shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. You're absolutely right. And so when he said that, I was like, oh, okay. But I had no idea when it was coming out. Well, lo and behold, it came out today as we record this. And it's funny because I didn't watch the whole thing, but basically the philosophy of the interview starting off is just the notion of being able to have discussions with people that are on another side of you. And it was really interesting and like so great and awesome of Tucker, the way he even starts off, because he's like, he basically starts off by saying, you know, Chris Cuomo is in my living room right now. You might be asking yourself why, because like I've been very mean to Chris Cuomo over the past years. Yeah. He's like, now looking back, I don't really know why. He's like, but Chris Cuomo was one of the first people to call me when I got exited from Fox, fired, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how he got my number, but he called me. And since then, we've had like this series of conversations. Interesting. He didn't say that like since then we've become friends or anything like that. But just like that level of credit, like to give a dude like, yeah, this dude actually, like when I got fired, he checked in on me like, hey. And it's so crazy because to think that there are friend groups that don't even do that to like one another, or they're so-called friend groups, but like air quotations, that don't even do that. Like, hey, how you doing? Or whatever the case, which it's something that has like been like very much in like my perspective as of late, like, because you know we recently took a trip to see one of our friends and everything like that. I'm not like patting ourselves on the back or anything like that, like that's not what I'm trying to get out of this, but
it's what matters. But
people have like told me, like, you know, not a lot of people would do that, like a lot of people would have used that time, oh, why didn't you go to like a beach with all the girls or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well my friends matter to me, know. And but you don't, you know, you say that, yeah, like, oh, it's so obvious, but like I observe the world and it's not that obvious.
Yeah.
So that's kind of wild, like Chris Cuomo just being like, yeah, dude, you fucking would destroy me night in and night out, but how are you? Like, are you all right? Like, what world? Like, what is this? You know? And then as the interview starts, they give each other a lot of props. Chris Cuomo is like, you know, he's like, I don't know if he uses the word stronger. Well, yeah, he does actually, because he makes a joke about it. He's like, you're so much more emotionally and like mentally stronger than me. Cuomo says that to Tucker. He's like, physically, he's like, I'll twist you, because, you know, he's like a jackass dude. But
a lot of jack dudes are like that, though.
Yeah, like, he's like, but emotionally, he's like, when I talk to you, you were just like, oh, no, I'm good. Like, we'll see what's up. He basically showed that, like, how Tucker expressed himself to be online, it wasn't like an act. There was like, dude was really on something. Like, oh, yeah, fuck it. I've been fired before. Like, let's see what's to this new journey or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cuomo, he said in there, he's like, I'm actually still on one knee. He's like, I still don't really know how to move forward. Like, I'm not where I was, but like, I'm still not like in a great place. Like, nothing like where you are. Like, some could make the argument that Tucker is bigger than ever before.
Yes.
You can make the argument after the Putin interview, like what his numbers are on YouTube, like in terms of subscriptions.
And the internationally. TCN,
internationally.
I didn't understand the power of Tucker until he started going to Spain, to Canada, and like people are like,
I knew the power of him when I wrote that article.
Oh hell yeah!
You guys want to check out that article? It's on our website.
Yeah, an amazing article. You guys definitely should take the time to go check it out because it was really well put, and it was his first article. So goddamn, I don't even want to know what next article you have in store, but yeah, like. I knew domestically, like, yeah, that dude was a powerhouse. But, like, when it comes to international, like, I feel like you and I, when we talk about international issues and stuff like that, like, we're into it. But, like, not everybody is going to be into it. Not in our circle.
No.
Not everybody. And so, sometimes you look at it that
although
way.
Although I do think everybody should be into it to an extent. But yeah, I know where you're coming
from. Yeah, like the stuff that he's covered, like, you and I have, like, talked about it. Maybe not on the show particularly, but we knew about it. Like Bukele, I knew what he was on. Yeah. I talked to my parents about that years ago when he first got in office.
Same thing with me and my dad. Like, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Like, all those topics. So like, it's badass, but, like, it's one thing to talk about it as Tucker, but then it's one thing that where, like, you go to the country and, like, you're a superstar to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, that's when I'm like, man.
The language barrier and all.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild stuff.
Dude made it big. So it's badass seeing him do the thing solo, because I do think, to an extent, he is bigger. And it's been more of an interesting show because he's himself. Like, he's covering what he wants to cover. Yeah. He doesn't have to be under what Fox wants him to cover.
And he doesn't stick to one continent in regards to what you said about him going to other countries. Like, he's talked to Viktor Orban from Hungary, Javier Milei, he's talked Putin in Russia, Bukele. Like, so it's like, this guy, like, he'll go where the stories are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I think also that's like, that comes from, like, when you're just like a based ass guy, like, that shit. And in the traveling that you and I have done, and even in the traveling that we've done, like, on our own, like, apart from each other, that's one thing that I feel like in where our travels have taken us, we've realized is, like based is just, like, it's, you know, real recognized real, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
In any language and in any, like, format, and that's interesting. And now it seems like we're living in a time where, like, people here in this country are increasingly becoming more and more based, like, more and more grounded, not seeing life through, like, the manufactured filtration of the mainstream media, Hollywood, this, that, and the third. And it's interesting because Chris Cuomo, in the interview, he comes off to me as somebody that has been disillusioned. Like, for me, when you guys watch it, comment, and when you check it out, you let me know what you think. But, like, you could see, like, there's, like, this sadness in his eyes, like, this thing of, like, man, like, almost like, man, like, you motherfuckers, like, I was, like, so loyal to the establishment.
Yeah.
And, like, the first minute of, like, any sort of issue or conflict, you banished me. And it's like, now I'm, like, basically, like, having to, like, relearn, like, everything that I thought I knew.
Yeah.
And that's kind of wild. That's kind of wild because it's like, and you see that, I guess that's part of the reason why he feels it's so hard for him, like, to get off that one knee that he says he's on, because it's like Tucker, it's like he always knew who he was and what he was. And it's like, oh, well, like, I'll be fine, because it's like, basically, like, the universe, God, however you want to phrase it, like, is like going to, like, hold me down, basically. Yeah. But, like, you don't really even come from a world that, like, rocks with that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I've seen a video of Tucker one time in New York. He was fishing. And a guy came to kind of, like, hassle him, like, taking videos. And, like, the way Tucker handled it showed me a lot of, like, who he is as a person. He's like, oh, you're recording me. He's like, do you fish? And then the guy is kind of, like, off put and doesn't know how to talk. Is yeah, like, I come here all the time. And one thing leads to another. They start talking. They're friendly with each other. He's like, all right, well, have a good one. And he's like, yeah, you don't have a problem with me recording? He's like, no, it's just free country. Like, you can record me. That's fine. I don't know why, but, like, that's fine. And he's like, actually, let me show you a little bit about it. And then he starts showing him, like, the baits. And I'm like, this motherfucker's just, like, a real dude. Like, yeah, dude, you can't,
like,
hate him.
Yeah, like, what, you know, you don't have to hate me. Like,
yeah.
You know?
You don't have to agree with me either, but you don't have to hate
me. Yeah, but this is what I like, is that, like, in that place of, like, you agree, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, but, and it's different, But in there is respect and, like, not assuming malevolence on the other person's end. When you have that, that to me is where you find, like, real solutions. Because a lot of times what I feel people do is, like, they're so tribal and partisan.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they come across somebody that's, like, they like and respect, and that person is able to make a compelling case, it's no longer easy to relegate that person to the corner of the bad people. Like, oh, well, the bad people thing. It's like, well, no, I know this guy. So it's like, I'm going to listen to what he has to say. And then it's like, oh, shit, now, like, I want to, like, basically reassess what I think about things because
yeah.
I know and I like this guy, I trust, whatever the case, this person, not necessarily a guy. And that's not happening. And it's funny, we don't see that a lot in this country. But it's funny because last week we covered the Christ pill. And what's wild is recently Russell Brand did a video, because I didn't know about this. He did a video where it's so wild, like the wavelengths. And sometimes like we're like, sometimes we're like real ahead on things. Sometimes we're kind of ahead on things. You know, sometimes we're behind on things. But I had been compelled to like talk about that Christ pill topic even before, like, because remember we were going to talk about it like 2 weeks ago, but then we were like, ah, maybe we should like kind of like learn a little bit more about what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we finally covered it last week. And then what's funny is in between last week's episode and this episode, Russell Brand put out a video and he's covering Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan, these are Joe Rogan's words verbatim. He's like, yeah, things are in a place where it's like, I think we need Jesus to come back. Like if there's a time Jesus is going to come back, it's like, dude, we could really use you now.
Yeah.
Like imagine like Joe Rogan and like that platform, like saying something like that. And we said, like, when we covered it, which was, everything is timestamped, so you could see when we covered it, and now, like, Joe Rogan is saying that. I'm not saying, like, he got it from us or anything. I'm more so in the mindset of, like, wavelengths.
Yeah.
Like, to say something like that, and we even said on our episode, like, what is going on? Like, why are people, like kind of, like, turning to this?
Yeah.
And now, on an even, like, such a big platform like that, because Shia, Kat Von D, like some other like smaller people, like that's one thing. But somebody with such a huge platform like yeah. Joe Rogan.
We didn't even cover the fact that Kanye at his peak was like, oh, fuck it. I'm doing Jesus King. That's my album. And I'm not going to curse.
Or also like look at how ahead Milo has been, because Milo has kind of been on like that whole like Christian nationalism stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like just now, if this thing, like, we'll see how like things unfold with this whole thing. But now that'll be like another thing that Milo was like so ahead on.
It's yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Who That's wild.
Who is this guy?
Why do you think it's caught on? Like the Christ pill thing?
I think Jesus it has thing. To do with like what we're talking about. Like at some point, something has to give. Like, do yeah. you really like hate me this much? Do you really, like, you know, like, I'm trying from the perspective of somebody that's on the different side. Like, do you really hate me this much to the point where, like, you're basically willing to, like, march in communism to make a point?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it that bad? Or, like, women, do you really hate men that much? Do you really hate children that much? Where it's, oh, abortion everywhere. Like, let's have it. It's like, well, and if you want that, like, have it. Whatever. Like, that's your choice. But, like, is that like is that what you really feel like is yeah. that or is there something else going on? And so like it's crazy because I don't know, like maybe I don't know, maybe being naive or maybe people can like start talking little by little, like yeah. we are seeing it more and more, like the idea that like Russell Brand and Tucker Carlson are friends, like something yeah. like that, like the idea that like now, you know, people from a very secular world are on some like, oh, well, you know, like, what about like Jesus? What about God? Like, what about these things?
Yeah. And the mainstream narratives also don't, they're not sticking.
They're not. You're
like,
right.
Like the other day, I love combat sports, particularly boxing, but you know, I'll watch some UFC. Trump was there. And it was like every fighter, after finishing the fight, would just be there, like talking to Trump, like from the cage, like giving their respects. You saw like all these like YouTubers, like Aiden Ross, oh, shaking up with Trump. You saw Joe Burrow, which is, he's an NFL quarterback, and I forgot who else. There was another football. They all just went to pay their respects. People were cheering, and it's like,
the motherfucking Don.
Yeah, and it's like the narrative doesn't, the mainstream narrative does not stick. It's weird. Same thing with like the whole, like the world that we've lived in as of recent has kind of strayed away from God.
Yeah.
To many extents. And like the fact that people want now to take the Christ pill, to you know, follow Jesus, whatever it may be, to be religious, it's like, it almost speaks like inherently on like what your soul wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do right. I know that I'm not a perfect person. I know that I fuck up a lot, but I want to do right. I have that want to do right and to follow what's right. And that, like, to me, that's pretty like powerful, really. Like, cause if you think about it, like, that's not like the Christ pill was never really like something that was like being pushed or anything.
No,
like
that's what's sort of fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And like, and the fact that like it's pretty, because I actually saw a video where they were breaking it down a little bit more. I forgot what YouTuber or what influencer was breaking it down, but it's a pretty based outlook to many extents. One that we're like. Like, because, like, the red pill is very based. And so this is taking kind of, like, blue pill themes and making them, like, more based. Like, well, no, this is how it should be. This is how it should be. And this is how it should be. And, like, the way they were breaking it down, I was like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. I see why people... And if you remember, because you sent me the video where Shia LaBeouf is interviewing, I think, Karl Frosch, the boxer. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
It was vice versa. Karl Frosch was interviewing Shia LaBeouf. There's many things that Shia LaBeouf said that, like, the typical person that goes to church wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more based. It's like a realer.
And that's what it's funny you said that, because I was actually just telling my mom that the other day. I was like, it's not about, like, religion, because people use that word religion, but religion, all religion really is routine. Yeah. It's, so it's not that. It's not, and it's not spirituality either, because spirituality has been, that word has become like perverted, because like now it's like Ariana Grande says that she's spiritual. So like that's, I don't even know if there's a word for it now, because like religion are like those devout people that go to church every Sunday. But they go out of routine. But when you talk to them, like, you've never heard like a single insightful or profound thing exit their lips.
No.
And I know motherfuckers that have maybe stepped. My dad says profound things all the times, and like the dude goes to church once a year. So like my point is like I don't think church has anything to do with it. I don't think like routine or anything. I think it's just, I guess the only way I could call it, not even like a belief in God, but like a connection with God.
Yeah.
Because I think you could believe and not have a connection. And in fact, in some cases, I think you could have a connection without even belief. Like, and I think that's kind of where things are at, where it's like people like feel connected to something,
yeah,
but they don't like quite know like what it is, or like how to put their finger on it, or what it might be, or like why, or like, why is this person in my life now? Or like, what is going on with this? And like, and then, yeah, and then sometimes because of fucking TikTok or social media, oh, the crystals and the fucking vibrations and all that shit. Like, it's like, well,
all that cliche shit.
Yeah. It's like well, right, you know, maybe there's something going on. And so I was actually like what you just said, I echoed that same thing to my mom. It's like, what I'm talking about, it's different than like just this idea of like, oh, a bunch of people go to church now. No, that's not what it is.
No,
it's talking about it in that way, like in talking about things in a based way, through the lens of God, like, yeah, more or less.
But also understanding that this is no country for old men. And, like, you might talk about it, and you might be Tommy Lee Jones in it, but this is still no country for old men.
Exactly. And it's crazy you said that. You're so right. You're so on point. Because while the movie reference is fantastic, when I was thinking about these thoughts right now, I had a movie reference, but it wasn't that great ass movie. And the movie you used is a better movie than my reference.
Which one?
But my reference, it speaks to like the notion of like being a warrior is a quote from 300.
Oh, like, great ass movie.
But this idea of like, and I feel like that's like where we're different than like the Joe Rogans and the Shia LaBeoufs and the Kavan Dees and stuff like that, is where like that small group and guys like us are that small group where like it's like God is there, but we also know that like there's only 300 of us and yes, millions of armies are coming. But where God comes in is that scene where, and I think that shit is like crazy. And I don't know why this just came in my head, like where like he tells the dude, where the guy tells him, millions of armies are coming, our arrows will blot out the sun, and Michael Fassbender is like, well then we'll fight in the shade. Like wow, basically, dude, yeah. We're here, like we already know what it is, but like we've been on this warrior shit. Like, yeah, we've been on that. Like, so the other people, they're like, oh, like, you know, God and like what could be, and then they learn at the like the 300, and it's like yeah, damn, like these dudes, like they've been on that, they've yeah, been on that. And so that's my point, is like it's like, think of like that reference, but like in the spiritual realm. And yeah, and that's like a crazy place to be. That's a crazy interesting place to be. And
that's where we're at culturally, I think, too. And we're seeing so much greatness transpire, whether it be like by happenstance with the Trump situation, how he just keeps getting wins when it seems like he was destined for many losses, how the Bud Light thing worked out, how like all these platforms grew out of nowhere. You know, like you see like that people are like, okay, cool, we're fighting big corporations, we're fighting the elites, we know we don't have the upper hand, but yet like now all of a sudden
somehow you look up, we're leveling the playing
field. Yeah, and like the weaponry is like more advanced. Like, what the fuck, you're not supposed to win, what is happening? But you're seeing it, and it's like, damn, that's nuts. And it's a testament to like the greatness of like Tucker too, like him leaving Fox allowed for such a wild year. People that, you know, that you can't talk to. Can't talk to Russia. Can't talk to Putin. You can't talk to Chris Cuomo because he's on the other side of the aisle. You can't talk to other people from other countries. You can't talk to Ice Cube. He's a rapper. You're a white man. They used to work for Fox. And it's like, in 1 year, this motherfucker went from Ice Cube to Putin.
Yeah.
And everything in between. And it's like, that's pretty crazy.
With his middle finger up.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's pretty wild that you're seeing that type of spirit in many other facets in culture right now. Yeah. Crazy shit.
And that's interesting. And I don't know. I just feel like there's something in there, like this, between the spiritual aspect, between like you seeing guys like Cuomo and Tucker sitting down, and I'm not saying they're going to become best of friends, and I'm not even saying that like they're going to agree on a lot of things, but like just the idea of being willing to talk to somebody about real stuff, not assuming that they're like off the bat just malevolent. And like what was badass is like how Tucker started it, like basically like not absolving himself, like he did, like he was perfect and everything. He's yeah, like, I was very mean to this guy for a lot of years, and like, I don't really know why, you yeah, know? Yeah. And it's, And it's not on some like oh, pacifist kumbaya stuff, because like there are times where you got to get busy. Like you got to get busy as a journalist, as a commentator. We have to get busy on this show. But then sometimes like you do like find yourself at a place where it's just like, damn, well, can I talk to you? Yeah. Can I like, do you, you know, and that's wild. That's wild. And it, you don't see it happening a lot. But it does make you, you know, I don't know, a little bit hopeful, like maybe like things could happen. And I don't expect it to happen like on a mass scale. And I expect it to happen anytime soon. But just the idea that like certain things that we haven't seen in a while are starting to happen, I find interesting.
What does that say about the future? You know, like exactly where will it go? Because right when you think like, damn, this isn't going to be go great. And then a few years later, it's like, well, a lot of bumps on the road. But not only are we doing better than we anticipated, like we really do have like some tools now.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy to me. And it's like, it makes you think like, I like you, whatever you think you know or you think is going to happen might not. Like you have to kind of see it play out. Cause like if you would have told me 4 years ago, Tucker was going to be independent after being fired. Trump was going to survive the onslaught that he did. And like just in general, culturally, goddamn, even the Oscars were baseless last weekend. Like you picked a good movie, a solid, amazingly made movie. You weren't overly political. You just let the talent talk. Like even that, like you're like, what the fuck? Even the Oscars got a little based for once. So, oh, and it was crazy because I saw this video with Benny Johnson in like the MegaCon. I don't know if you've seen it. Mm-mm. He's asking, you know, these are like, you know, like the comic book nerds, the superhero nerds. Like it's just like, it's like Comic-Con. He's asking people, and even them, they're saying Trump. Is it Trump or Biden? Oh, Trump. Trump, Biden, Trump. Like, so even the nerds.
Yeah.
Like, again, fast forwarding to like now and like the stuff that like the mainstream narratives don't attach themselves to people.
Yeah, you're right.
It's different now. It's crazy.
And that's basically like what we're starting to realize is like, well, Trump's been on that, like saying that they're the enemy of the people, because what we're starting to get more and more is that like when people are pulled outside of that system, whether because they once worked for it or they once consumed their content, they're very different than like what you would think the mainstream media is. So then you start to think like, well, then like who is it that they're talking to? And it's not that they're talking to anybody. It's that this is what they believe. This is what they want you to believe. This is their world that they want. And people seem to be waking up a little bit. And
wasn't it Kellyanne Conway said alternative facts? That's how mainstream media has literally behaved. Like they have alternative facts.
Interesting. Well, that's our episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. The show continues to grow because you guys keep listening, so keep on listening. Remember, if we talk about something that you know somebody would be interested in, please share the episode with them. We're on all podcast platforms. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. We'll see you guys next week. We're out. Peace.
Peace.